if they can sing the song for the devil, we should be able to sing it for Jesus. And the song tells a story, and it goes like this.
Well, Jesus coming back to run.
Are you ready, brothers and sisters?
I'm ready.
Yes, you better get ready. The Bible Errors and the Spiritual Singers. I hope we didn't take it all out already of everyone with that song there. The Bible Errors, Spiritual Singers. Here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU, my name is Kevin Nutt, and we're broadcasting from the 43 Montgomery Street in Jersey City by way of amazing technical somersaults. And I'll tell you, too, right before that, the BC Harmonizers and the Baptism Rap, because we need to have WFMU baptized tonight, and we need to have some listeners baptized. I know I'm baptized. And then I hope that Miss Becky, host of Honky Tonk Radio Girl, Wednesday nights during prayer meeting, right in the middle of Wednesday night prayer meeting on 7 to 8 o'clock on WFMU. How are you, Becky?
I'm doing fabulous, and I do get spiritual from time to time on that program, so you can feel right at home.
Oh no, and I'm not surprised. And then you play some. You're not afraid to have orange juice pulp in your orange juice.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. 1-800-989-9368 is the number to call. You can go to wfmu.org to make a pledge, because we are in revival here at WFMU and on Sinner's Crossroads, and raising our yearly budget as we do every year here at this time. And we have got a couple of prizes that we're going to draw for at the end of the show. So you can just pledge and pledge again. And also the premium I've put together this year, Stealing the Devil's Tunes.
Oh,
mostly,
it's so great.
Yeah, mostly 1970s style kind of gospel tunes where the young fellas, you know, back then, the young fellas taking some riffs and some chord changes and sometimes the whole tune and just changing the lyrics. And at least 22 tunes on that CD. That's a $75 pledge to get you the premium. $20 pledge will get you in the running for our first prize, which I'll tell you in a minute. I guess I should tell you now that with a one-hour show, man, it just really,
it flies by so fast.
Yes. And how are you feeling, Becky? You okay?
I'm feeling great. I would love to acknowledge some people that are already in the running for some of these prizes and have already shown support for the program.
Wow, wow. That's impossible, isn't it?
they got in lightning fast, like they were buying Bruce Springsteen tickets. Mm. Now, I'd like to thank Michael from Watertown, Massachusetts.
Thank you, Michael.
And he says a whole lot of things, but mostly that if you want to reject a way of looking at the world that hates difference and derides brains, taste, and any form of success that doesn't take the form of masses of screaming fanboys and big lumps of gold, supporting WFMU is a great way to start. Hear, hear.
And that's a great card to start and pledge to start with.
Yeah, Karen and Bryant, a very generous pledge.
Thanks, Karen.
Jason in Chicago. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. So you said Karen. You said Karen and
Karen Bryant? And Bryant.
Ah, oh, from Sleepy Hollow, right?
Well, they're just from the good old USA. They,
yes,
they're
I'm sorry.
They're very anonymous about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Stephen from Eugene, Oregon says, "Keep on trucking, baby."
We will do it, Stephen. Thank you.
Ben from New York, New York, is getting your premium.
Oh, good, Ben. You'll love it. I'm telling you.
Aubrey from Austin, Texas says, "Thanks Aubrey. For everything that you do. You keep me going, so it's my pleasure to try and help you to keep going forever."
Thank you, Aubrey. Wow.
You're on contract forever, Kevin.
Wow, I guess so.
To eternity.
I have to do my sit-ups every night.
Joseph in Pittsburgh. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph.
Kate in Portland, Oregon. Thank you, Kate. DJs. Thank you, engineers. Thank you, volunteers.
Oh, what a great person Kate is. That's amazing. Thank you.
Chris in Lagunitas, California.
All right.
I guess that's where they make the beer. I don't know.
Yeah, with, Chris.
With a very devilish pledge number, I have to say.
666.
And another one.
I'm sorry.
With an extra devil in there who says thank you, thank you, thank you.
Send us some beer, Chris.
Yeah. And just one more for now. Eric in Woodside. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. Wow. So you can join those folks that are listening to us right now. And I can see you in your apartment building. I can see you in your house. I can see you hanging out in your car. Maybe you're getting ready to get into the subway. Maybe you're in a car or in a taxi. And you're listening to WFMU. And you can be like Michael or Chris or Joseph. And you can be like Karen, and you can pledge to help us out to keep WFMU going for another year. And people call Sinners Crossroads a specialty show, one little sliver hour, a specialty show, but it's not. It's not. We're all encompassing. We even allow female preachers. It's really, in its own way, as a church, is just a beautiful, beautiful church, kind of squinched in those buildings there at 43 Montgomery Street, and you know, being from Montgomery, and it's on Montgomery Street, and I think that's
some kind of kismet.
Yes, it is. And so let me tell you this. Well, go ahead. The first prize we have is a book and CD. It came out a couple of years ago. It's on Arizona Drains, who was a Church of God in Christ pianist. She was blind. I think she was from Texas. And Michael Corcoran from, I think he's from Austin, did an amazing job tracking down all this information on her. He put it in a book. There's a CD with the book. That's our first prize tonight. And Arizona Drains is kind of pumping, half boogie, half ragtime, piano style. Everybody plays it nowadays. And just one of the most influential gospel persons in history. And we play a lot of her tunes from time to time. So do other DJs on WFMU. But He Is My Story is,
yep,
Sanctified Soul of Arizona Drains. It's from Tompkins Square, a big fan of WFMU. And WFMU is a big fan of Eric and Tompkins Square. And it's just an amazing, amazing book. Pictures, previously unpublished pictures, and all that kind of stuff. Stuff that WFMU listeners and people just go crazy over. You know, if there's dates in the title of a CD or a LP, you know we're going to get it. You know,
if the title is somewhat reminiscent of a grad school dissertation, you know that it'll be a prize on WFMU.
Oh, how can it be bad? How can it be bad? So Does that sound good to you, Becky? That we'll play. We'll go into this next set with.
Yeah, let's do it. I hadn't known of her, and now I really want to check out some more of her recordings, because, you know, I love Sister Rosetta and all that kind of thing, and this is really the predecessor.
This next song, God Wears a Crown, you can see she is at the crossroads, so to speak, of country and western, or old timey music, and sort of boogie woogie and R&B.
Yeah, ragtime influence. I love it. All right, let's hear from her.
1-800-989-9368.
This train
is a clean train.
This train.
Hey!
This train.
Get on that WFMU train. Get on it. Oh, yeah. You need to be on it. You need to be on it, brothers and sisters. So WFMU, Center's Crossroads, 1-800-989-9368. And you can join us on that amazing train and the amazing journey that is WFMU by going to your telephones or tippy-toe over to your computer. No one's going to see you. Here, yes. My name is Kevin Nutt. I'm joined by Becky from Honky Tonk Radio Girl.
Howdy, folks.
Hey, and that is the first selection that we have tonight from the Stealing the Devil's Tunes, our premium that we're offering this year. 22 plus tunes, we'll say, where we've taken back the Devil's Tunes. Not necessarily, but that might be too harsh, but. And we put them all together for you, riffs, chord sequences, and the like. And we can fly like an eagle, man. So my name is Kevin Nutt, and of course, my co-host Becky. We're getting close to it's like about 25 minutes after the hour there. Right before that, we heard Arizona Drains, of course, and God Wears a Crown. And that's from the prize number one that we have, $20. Get you in the running for that, a chance. Yep. We have three prizes. We're going to draw for all of them at the end of the show. So you can pledge and pledge again. He Is My Story, The Sanctified Soul of Arizona Drains. What'd you think of that, Becky?
That was gorgeous. I loved it. And, yeah. You know, I do play some ragtime piano on my show, too. So I really love that sound.
Mm-hmm. And she was right there. She was, and so many people want to interview her and find out who she was listening to, you know, to get that left hand going, you know, and, yeah. And, you know, Boogie Woogie, you know, the walking Boogie Woogie pattern.
Sure.
That started in Birmingham. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Your namesake.
It's absolutely true. There's a lot of strange connections here tonight.
Yeah.
And you can get on that connection train by calling 1-800-989-9368 or heading to WFMU to support Center's Crossroads. Have a chance at any of these fabulous prizes. And if you pledge $75 or more, you will get Kevin's premium, Stealing the Devil's Tunes. And I've got some folks that are in the running for these prizes that you can join, I'd like to thank.
Oh, excellent.
John in Brooklyn. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Matt. Matt Fiveash, our very own.
Matt. Thank you, Matt.
He might even be rocking around here in the station.
Yeah,
Jeff in Jersey City. right here. Ron in Raleigh, North Carolina, still grooving on the amazing music and talk coming down from everyone's favorite community jukebox in the sky, WFMU.
Wow, that's a T-shirt. What was her first name?
I actually think their first name is Artie, maybe.
Artie, okay.
Yeah.
Artie or whomever, that was beautiful, thank you.
Melissa Jean in Jamaica Plain.
MJ, a gospel knucklehead has checked in.
Gregory in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Gregory.
David also in Brooklyn.
David, all right.
And a triple threat from Brooklyn, here's Joseph.
Joseph.
From one of my favorite cities, Richmond, Virginia, Anna has made a pledge, so she's in the running for some prizes.
Thank you, Anna. Lots of records in Richmond, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
There's no records. I've never seen any records in Richmond.
I haven't either. Horrible nope. place to look for records.
Awful, awful. Tom in Minneapolis. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Ephraim in Jersey City says, you guys rock.
Ephraim, what an Old Testament name.
It's
wow.
true.
Yeah.
It's maybe not the Old Testament spelling, but hey, we'll take it.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Alejandro in Toronto.
Alejandro.
We got Uncle Michael checking in.
Thank you, Uncle Michael, on Hinky Dinky Time, 12 yep. to 3 on Give the Drummer Radio stream every Friday.
Yep. Peter.
And my co-host next week.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
In the flesh, I'm looking forward to seeing Uncle Michael.
Oh, yeah. He's an intense dude.
It's true.
You know, he's a White Sox fan, by the way. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, huge White Sox fan.
I did love his rendition of Ghost Riders in the Sky last year.
It was great.
Peter and Maynard. And then one last one for this break. We've got them rolling in, though. William
Thank you, Peter.
In Portland, Oregon says, WFMU is essential to me. Have fun and good luck.
Yes. Who was that now?
William.
Thank you, William. Have you noticed all the biblical names?
Oh, yeah.
John, Joseph, Peter.
Well, you know what Becky is short for.
Rebecca.
That's true.
The wife of Abraham. Oh, my gosh.
And my middle name is Sarah, which is, I think, was Rebecca's maybe
sister,
mother-in-law.
Well,
one of those.
Sister?
One of those.
I'm trying. But, you know, it's another thing we can say real quick is that... you know, a pressing need for WFMU is that for JM and the AM has moved on.
Yep.
And I know when I lived in New York from 1990 to 1997, I mean, I was not particularly, you know, had an affinity or whatever for you know, JM and the AM programming, but I listened to that show every day. I listened to it every day. And then I met Nockum when I started coming up back after I moved down, and I was like, man, this guy's great. And then their Friday celebration bashes.
Oh, my goodness. Legendary.
Just unbelievable. And so, in a way, Sinners Crossroads, I always thought, you know, we're kind of like, I'm the New Testament to his Old Testament. And we've lost that, you know, we've lost our Old Testament, and it's kind of put a little, you know, a squinch on us,
right.
You know, and so, man, we, you know, we always looking over our shoulder here at WFMU and 1-800-989-9368, just a little call could really, really help us out.
And those of us here, you know, in the New York City metropolitan area, it maybe is not the greatest thing in the world, but you have cell phone access in the subway now, so there's no excuse. You could be listening right this second. So
how is that possible? No.
It's the magic of technology. It's what's bringing us together tonight, you know.
Well, the magic at WFMU is that, you know, we offer these prizes. We have premiums, my premium, Stealing Devil's Tunes, the prizes we have tonight. If you don't win, you still win because you get FMU. You get the DJs. You get all the lovable, cantankerous, wonderful, chaotic mess that WFMU is. And it's really, you know, you could say it's an American institution, and the people that would say it's an American institution would not. That's the very same thing that they wouldn't want, you know.
Right.
And yeah, because we like to trump up. Oh, sorry. That it's stuff that stuff that really doesn't, they don't like. Certain people don't like certain sort of thought patterns or flows or whatever they don't like. And but then when they go to another country, they're like, yeah, look what we got. And WFMU would be one of the ones that they would say, yeah, yeah, WFMU, we're in, you know, look at that. But then they come back here and it's the last thing they want to support, you know. So we're like, you know, we know that. We're like, we see the contradictions and the hypocrisies and everything, but yet we keep the faith and we keep going.
It's absolutely true. And yeah. You know, we have no support other than you guys, other than listeners. So if you leave us in the lurch, we're in big trouble.
I know we had to have some last minute running around, but do you have names of any of the volunteers in the phone room? I hate to do it at the end of the hour because it's always like, you know, so rushed. But
I will acquire them for the next break. How about that?
Okay, so we're just a little bit halfway, brothers and sisters. We've got the Arizona Drains. If you heard God Wears a Crown, it's just that whole CD is like that. And then you have about, I guess it's about 110-page booklet of Michael Corcoran that just did an amazing job of unearthing the story of Arizona Drains. And it's just rocking, sanctified Church of God in Christ music. And you'll love it. You can be in the running for that for $20. $75 gets you, no doubt, the Stealing the Devil's Tunes premium, and also gets you in the running for the prizes that we have. And one of the next prize we have is Sorrow Come Pass Me Around, a survey of rural black religious music. Talk about dissertations, Becky.
I would read this one.
Yeah, there were like back in the 70s and the early 80s, there were all these really, really small folklore societies all through the South and different places would have these field recordings and they would put out these records. A Drop Down in Florida was another one. And you couldn't get it. You know, you couldn't find them. And then there were nonprofits usually associated with a state institution, so they couldn't sell anything.
Right.
So it was really hard to find these things. And so Dusta Digital down in Atlanta and my former friend, Lance Ledbetter, put this out. And, you know, he had a sticker on the LP. It says, the greatest field recordings, gospel field recordings, something like that. And I was like, you know, he could be right.
Yeah.
But David Evans, who's an ethnomusicologist at Memphis State and has done just incredible work over the years. And he's the one who put this together and recorded a lot of this stuff. And that's the second prize we're going to have here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU, 1-800-989-9368. Come on, everybody, join us. You know you want to. And we're going to, the song we're going to play here, this is the amazing fife and drum style of African-American music, really only found in certain places of Mississippi now. And well, I say now, but back up until the mid-80s or so, and then in the Chattahoochee River Valley along the Alabama-Georgia border. And this is, where else are you going to hear fife and drum gospel music? I mean, this is just going to blow you away.
Only on WFMU, and if you win this prize.
That's right. Let's hear from you, 1-800-989-9368. We got Ephraim Carter and his fife and drum band.
Yeah. Are you troubled and confused? Is that loved one or relative causing you problems that rob you of a peace of mind? Is sickness and bad health a constant problem with you? If bad luck and trouble walkers are always with you, then today, yes, today, break the chains that bind you with the special help of
Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU, located in a small building on Montgomery Street in Jersey City.
You have everything you need. It seems like everyone that can have something extra, but we at WFMU, we're satisfied with just a little bit, and we don't covet thy neighbor's wife or yearn for the gold of Baal and Moloch. You know, all we want is just a little love this time of year at 1-800-989-9368 at WFMU.org. That was the Daytonians, and they were singing I Got Everything I Need, which was from our premium this year, Stealing the Devil's Tunes. And let me see here if I can get this right. That was Preston Shannon's I Got Everything I Need. Do you know that record, Becky?
I haven't heard that one.
You should ask, what's his name?
Oh, that
probably
guy.
Knows. Yeah. And, and it's in I don't know if I said that Michigan Nightingales, of course, that we played earlier was obviously based on Fly Like an Eagle.
Sure.
Yeah. And which is I like it better than Fly Like an Eagle.
I think I do too.
Yeah, that's on you know, a guy used to beat me up and take my lunch money when I was in eighth grade. He had a Steve Miller t-shirt on, you know. I just can't, I still can't, you know. But and then
he's
right
on, he's on the train going somewhere else.
I know. Yeah, really, really. He's probably in prison now. But Ephraim Carter, we had Ephraim Carter and Ephraim pledged to the show. Probably not the same guy, but what is that? I mean, how that's a coincidence, right?
Absolutely. We've been having them all evening.
Fife and drum gospel music. Sorrow Come Pass Me Around. The amazing reissue of field recordings made by Dave Evans in the 1970s. In Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia. $20 gets you in the running for that. You can win that. You also might win the Arizona Drains, because we're going to draw for all our prizes right at the end. So you'll have a chance for, you know, for anything. And and then if $75 gets you the Stealing the Devil Tunes premium, which we've just scratched the surface. It's an amazing It's amazing artifact. And almost all of the songs, they're not on Spotify. They're not on, they haven't been reissued.
No, and, you can't Shazam those. You can't Shazam those records.
No. No, you can't. No, you can't. So have I covered everything?
I think so. And I've acquired the names of the folks in the phone room.
Excellent.
So we've got monosyllabic names. We got Jack, Joe, and Steve.
That's it?
That's it.
Jack, Joe, and Steve. That's like Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds. And Jack, Joe, and Steve, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you guys. And James running up and down the stairs for me here.
Is that right, James?
Yep.
He's such a great guy.
It's true. Yeah. He really saved our necks tonight. And you can save our necks by calling 1-800-989-9368 or pledging at WFMU.org. And you can join some of these lovely people. Richard in Oak Park, Illinois.
Thanks, Richard.
And he asked the question, Sinner's Crossroads, best show on radio.
Wow. Thank you, Richard.
Harry in Glen Ridge, New Jersey. Thank you, Harry.
Thank you, Harry.
John in San Francisco, California.
Thank you, John.
Michael in Chicago.
Michael in Chicago. Thank you.
Delia in Madison, Wisconsin, with a very generous pledge, is going to receive your premium.
Thank you, Delia. Thank you so much.
We got Joshua, another one in Richmond, Virginia.
Thank you, Joshua.
And our own Mr. Finewine, that guy.
No.
He says, yes. Pledging to Kevin will likely be my most religious act of 2017. And, I can vouch for that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a lovable dude he is.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got Weston in Bozeman, Montana.
Weston, man, you'd have to do that. Thanks, Weston.
Adam in New York, New York.
Adam, he the fife and drum guy, got Adam.
Conrad out in Manchester, UK.
You, Conrad, he stayed up late.
It's absolutely so.
Yeah.
And he'll be receiving your premium as well.
Good for you, Conrad. You'll love it.
Jason in Grand Ledge, Michigan. And I know Michigan okay. I've never heard of Grand Ledge.
I have my hand out with my thumb in the, so you can point where it is.
Yeah. Well, you can use both hands to get the UP, too. You can really map the geography of Michigan.
As a child, that troubled me.
I'm from New Jersey. We just know what exit we're from. Yeah. Rex in New Haven. So not ours, a different one. There's two.
Mm. Mm.
Jack from the phone room is pledging.
Thank you, Jack.
He says, keep being you.
Jack, keep being you.
Colin from Seattle. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you, Colin, yes.
And last but not least, Ralphie in Fresh Meadow. Sinners only passes the basket twice a year. That's true.
That's true. Thank you, Ralphie. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And thank you. It's so much. Wow. That's just amazing that people would show their love like that. And
from all over the country and the world.
And the world. And across the pond. And, volunteers in the phone room, volunteer DJs, and... it's just amazing experience, amazing entity that WFMU is to have, someone like Hardy White, who I used to hear on when he was in Tallahassee broadcasting on Florida Public Radio. And then I ran into Hardy. He was in a punk band in the 80s, came through Tuscaloosa. and we struck up a conversation. And when I heard him again, and here he is on WFMU, what is Hardy, right? I mean, he's an intriguing enigma.
Right.
But he has some of the best, most warmest things to say about human beings, and even shows like I'm a big fan of My Castle of Quiet, and people just don't know that what they think is like dark and ugly and mean is not really. It's just people trying to make their way in the world,
No, and that music speaks to so many people. And, no matter who you are, you'll find something on WFMU that speaks to you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And And then it's up to, you know, it's like if UFOs suddenly were to appear, you know, around the world, WFMU would be what they would want. You know, they don't want Power 95 and classic hits and all that, you know.
No, they want the good stuff. Absolutely not.
Yeah, yeah, they want the pulp with the orange juice. They want the little the you know, the corn, the cob of the honeycomb floating in the honey, you know.
They have plenty of robots back home.
Yeah. I think. Well, we're going to play, let's see. It's getting close to home.
Yep.
But we have some more songs we can play. And this is another premium cut. The Florida Spiritual Heirs, and is you'll hear, this is a record that came out on the HSC record label in the mid-70s. And Clyde Maltsby, I think is his name, is, it's Eddie Maltsby. He claims to have written the song, and he'll claim it here in the introduction. And, of course, you'll recognize it, but it's on my premium.
I'll take his word for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's just an excerpt. Most of the premium cuts this evening have been excerpts. It hadn't been the whole song. So you get the premium, you'll get the whole song. And but join us. You know, you feel so good. You know, you donate to WFMU, you donate to Sinners Crossroads. You feel so good. It make you feel good. And, you know, it's like that broccoli. You didn't want to eat that broccoli as a kid, but then you ate it and you felt so good. It's like, yeah, I like it. 1-800-989-9368. WFMU.org. We're down the stretch here.
Join us, folks. Pledge to Sinners Crossroads.
Do it.
I was walking down the street one day. I thought about all the trials and tribulations that I had had coming up through the years. I said, Jesus, you made me, and you know all about me. You know when I'm right. God knows. I know you know when I'm wrong. I got me a pencil and a piece of paper, and I sat down and I wrote the words to this song. Here I am, Jesus, sincere believer, I'm yours. Here I am, Jesus, sincere believer, I'm yours. Here I am, Jesus, sincere believer, I'm yours. Jesus, I know you love me.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I know you care. If it hadn't been for you,
oh, yeah.
I know I wouldn't be here. You left your home in glory to come down here below. That's why here you keep knocking on my door. Here I am, Jesus.
I know you know.
Jesus, I'm tired.
Sinner. Sinner.
Sinner.
Sinner. Sinner.
Sinner.
Sinner.
Sinner.
Sinner.
Sinner.
Sinner.
Sinner.
Sinner.
Sinner.
Sinner.
Up this morning to view a brand new day. Thanking God for His goodness, yeah. As on my bed I lay, I arose and went to the window, yeah, to see the pretty sunlight. Salvation, oh yes it was, burning inside of me, yeah, 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 it was just my salvation, burning inside of me, yeah, hey, Lord, ooh, 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 salvation, burning like fire, ooh,
Now, Kevin, my friend, we've been spending so much time yakking about the virtues of WFMU and about gospel that we're almost at the end of the program. We got business to take care of.
That's right. That's right. That's a Rance Allen group, Just My Salvation. We need some salvation at WFMU. If you like that song, we need to hear from you. 1-800-989-9368. You can come in under the wire there. There's still some time going. And, of course, right before that, we heard the Florida Spiritual Layers, Here I Am, Jesus, Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, written by Clyde Moglesby. You might not have known that. And both those songs, those were excerpts. Both of those are complete on the Sinner's Crossroads 2017 Marathon Premium, Stealing the Devil's Tunes.
That's right. If you've been trying to tape them off your radio, you haven't gotten the full experience. You have to pledge to WFMU, 1-800-989-9368. Now, let me thank some folks. Oh, let's talk about the third prize first.
Oh, you know what? That's kind of the mystery prize because we didn't play any excerpts from it. And anyone who pledged in the last 55 minutes or so, 56 minutes, is eligible for this book. It's also from our friends, or our used-to-be friends at Dusted Digital, Take Me to the Water. Immersion Baptism in Vintage Music and Photography, 1890 to 1950. That covers it, doesn't it? It's an amazing book by Jim Linderman is the photographs. And then, of course, Luke Sant, who I think is a big WFMU guy. He wrote that book, Low Life, that everybody was reading in the early 90s. And anything he writes is great. There's a good collection of his stuff on Mike McGonigal's Yeti imprint that you should check out too. And 25 songs in sermons and on a CD, mostly pre-war old-timey country music, Belmont Silvertone Singers, the Carter Family, that go along with the theme of water and baptism. And that book, you know, that book's out of print now. And I checked this morning on Bookfinder and Amazon, and the cheapest copy is $50.
Ooh.
And it's a beat-up copy. It's a lovely, lovely book, about 100 pages, with a CD of really cool music, gospel music. That's our third prize, and along with the Arizona Drains and The Sorrow Come Pass Me Around.
Well, and if you pledge any amount over $20, you have a chance to win that. And let me thank these folks, and we can find out who won it. So,
just do it.
Joe in California.
Thanks, Joe.
He, with an extremely generous pledge. Thank you, Joe.
You're the best, Joe.
Patrick in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Patrick.
Karen in Sleepy Hollow, confirming.
Karen, she's the best.
Thanks for all the hard work, Brother Nutt.
No, thank you for all your hard work, Karen.
Jeff in Mendota Heights.
Oh, Jeff, thank you.
Tom. Joe in the phone room.
Tom. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, Joe in the phone room. That's a strange last name.
Adam in Brooklyn.
Adam again? Wow.
Tyler in Montgomery, Alabama.
Tyler is my cohort, or I'm his cohort. He is, I couldn't do Sinner's Crossroads without Tyler. He's he's the man, and he does a show on Dub Lab in California. Yeah.
He's walking around with nothing on except the Sinner's Crossroads radio show.
You know what? That's probably true.
Jonathan in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Andrew, New York, New York.
Thank you, Andrew.
Olaf in Old Lyme, Connecticut.
Thank you, Olaf.
And Jonathan in San Francisco. Thank you, folks. And
Jonathan.
Let's give away some prizes.
Let's do it.
All right. We've got, first of all, the Arizona Drains is going to Jason in Chicago.
Jason, you're going to love it. Be blown away.
We've got the Sar Come Pass Me Around is going to Richard in Oak Park, Illinois.
Richard, he's going to love it.
And the Take Me to the Water book is going to, or CD box set everything, is going to Israel in Montana.
Israel. Wow. All right. Thank you. And thank you, Becky.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, James. James is amazing. The phone room folks. And what were the Joe and
Jack and Steve.
Joe, Jack, and Steve, thank you. thanks, Ken, for helping us out. You, the Sinner's Crossroads person and listener and the WFMU listener, whether you pledged or not, you guys are the best in the world. Gospel knuckleheads, you guys are the best in the world. You know it.
Absolutely, and thank you, and keep listening. We've got Music to Spaz by coming up next with my good friend Ira the K. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Woo!
The subject was booked under Section 601 of the Welfare and Institution Code, in danger of leading an idle, dissolute, or immoral life. He was being held for his own protection.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly 7:30 the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser!
Stop. It's the WFMU 2017 Fundraising Marathon. Call now, call often. 800-989-9368.
I beg your pardon, sir. May I join your party?
I'm not having any party, fella.
I got a party last night. Grabbed a chick by the hand. I said, if I can't rock and roll, I do the best I can. Oh, babe, take two step back. Said, all right, daddy, you a real cool cat. I said, take it easy, baby, and hold my hand. If I can't rock and roll, I do the best I can. Oh, babe. All jumping to the rock and roll band. If I can't rock and roll, I do the best I can. Oh, babe, take two step back. Said, all right, daddy, you a real cool cat. Swinging and jumping and playing my hand. If I can't rock and roll, I do the best I can. Oh, babe, take two step back. Said, all right, daddy, you a real cool cat. Back, then I reach for a hand. If I can't rock and roll, I do the best I can. Oh, babe, take two step back. Said, all right, daddy, you the real cool cat. Swinging and jumping and playing my hand. If I can't rock and roll, I do the best I can. Oh, babe, take two step back.
Wait, you need more orange. Let me do it.
How do you feel?
Don't ask.
Hey! Who the hell took my makeup?
Monkey alert!
No!
Monkey alert!
David!
Oh! Albums are both fun.
Hold on a second.
It's a WFMU fundraising marathon. Just do it once a year. It's the 2017 edition. I'm Dave the Spaz. Bingo the Chimp over there. Tex Antoine over there. Ira the K over there. Hey, Ira the K.
Hey, Dave.
Hey. What's going on out there in that phone room?
Well, it's a little quiet right now. We got some people who...